An official for the UN World Health Organization said today there is no evidence of sustained community spread of H1N1 flu outside North America. The statement comes as new laboratory data showed fewer people have died in Mexico than first thought from a new influenza strain. A glint of good news for a world rattled by the threat of a flu pandemic. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
Mexico cut its suspected death toll from the H1N1 flu to up to 101 from as many as 176, as dozens of test samples came back negative. Fewer patients with severe flu symptoms were also checking into hospitals, suggesting the infection rate of a flu that has spread to Europe and Asia was declining. The World Health Organization said on Saturday 16 countries have reported over 700 infections with the new flu virus AH1N1, widely known as swine flu. Almost all infections outside Mexico have been mild. The only death in another country has been a Mexican toddler who was taken to the United States before he fell sick. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention agreed the outbreak may not be as severe as it looked a few days ago, citing many mild cases that were not immediately noticed. For Mexicans who are spending a second weekend stuck indoors with stores and businesses shuttered across the country, the data is cheering. Mexican President Felipe Calderon ordered non-essential businesses to close for 5 days from Friday, extending a 3-day holiday weekend over Monday and Tuesday. Analysts say the move will further dent negative economic growth this year. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.